night in San Francisco, dreaming of 1968. You know, we thought it just fine to be toking the line on the street that was my arcade. He liked playing hippie, he liked getting high. He liked ignoring the news, he liked crying the blues, and he even liked not knowing why. My, 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 my. Well, she's finally got her mountains now, I pray she gets a breeze. He gave her 5 sons, she must be the blessed one, but she calls her husband a beast. She gave me a mission, a fine fantasy. Well, she's got the man, so I'll follow the plan, and I'll pray for the day that she's free. Same goes for me. And you know she showed me you can get caught in a void. She gave me the burden on my back. Yes, she showed me you can get caught in the void. And they told her she was never coming back. Never coming back, never coming back, never coming back. Never coming back, never coming back, never coming back. Well, I understand your purpose. You showed me that you're. But if you can have a fantasy work for you, then I can live a fantasy too. Serving me with dinner and bowls full of pot. And maybe I'll kiss you in 22 years, or then again, maybe not. Then again, so what? Now there is a man in Tennessee, and he's got himself a show, and he's got sermons on the mountain, money and the founding followers. Wherever he goes, he's got it together. Psionic high. And me and my mates, we want a trip to Sunday, but we gotta learn how to not try, though I'm not sure why. And before we do it, we're gonna get caught in the void. That man told me he don't know at all. What do they do then when they get caught in the void? That one key, you know something, so am I. But it don't matter to me if it falls from the sea, cause I've learned how to not try. But who'll taste my body? Who'll drink my blood? Who's gonna love and not care if I go nowhere? Who'll push me into the mud? Who'll melt the blood? I've had a lot of ambitions, and I suppose someday I'll be a star. But my only real goal in life is to be happy wherever I are. The straight men frustrate me, but they keep me unattached. And the ladies on the farm don't do feminists no harm. They're happy, and that's where it's at. And I guess that's that. But what do they do then when they get caught in the